When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Okay, Joey Pals, curtain number two is going to be Hark. We've had Hark on the show for years and years and years, so we welcome Casey. Say your last name for me.
Lear, like a Learjet.
Why don't you spell it like that?
That would make everyone's life easier, I'm sure. Yes.
What nationality is L-E-I-E-R? German?
It's German, you're right. Yes. Yep, okay. Yep, you got it.
Well, pretty lady, tell us and remind us what Hark stands for.
HARC is Health Assessment and Research for Communities. We're a nonprofit in Palm Desert. We are your source of population data in the valley. We do data consulting for all our partners in the region.
This is an idea whose time has come. How long has this been going on?
Gosh.
15 years?
16 years, I think now, yeah.
Because they've been doing the show all that time. Now, For new Joey Pals, we hope we have new listeners. This is required listening. Tell us what HARC does, how it works, basic.
Yeah, so our big thing that we do is the community health survey. Every 3 years, we do a population-based survey. It's similar to the census. So we survey our community members and ask them about their health and well-being, and then we write up the results so that everybody knows, you know, what are the health issues that we face in our community.
Like, what kind of questions? Give me two questions.
Yeah, so let's see. We ask demographic questions, so your age, gender, ethnicity, race. On this survey, we ask, have you ever been diagnosed with diabetes?
Okay.
We also ask, have you been vaccinated for COVID-19 is one of our new topics.
Of course it is. Okay, so it's just kind of, how long does it take? Because I recall, is it 12 minutes? Or is it 12 questions? What am I remembering?
Yeah, so this cycle, we mailed surveys to 18,000 residents in the region and asked them to fill out the survey. It's probably about a 20-minute survey to fill out, mail back to us.
And we remind you every year, Joey Pals, when you get it, don't toss it, don't shred it. It's important, and Casey's going to tell you why.
We so appreciate you encouraging people to take the survey because we want to know what issues are faced by our community. Some people get offended by surveys for some reason, but all we're trying to do is figure out what problems exist and how can we help improve the community so that we're all healthier, happier, and have everything we need to live vibrant lives.
And I can imagine, and I'm sure you can testify to this, every community's conversations through the questionnaire, it comes out different. Everybody has different needs, right?
There's so many different needs. Some people lack access to healthy food options. Some people don't feel safe in their communities. Some people have trouble exercising and get, you know, so there's all different kinds of issues faced, especially depending on where you live. You're right.
Okay, so give us the timeline. When do you mail these out?
Yep. They were mailed out in April last year, April 2022, and data collection ran until August of 2022. So now we're ready with our results all written up, ready to present the data at our February 28th event.
Okay, let me write that down. February 28th. Where will that be?
Yes, it's an online event, so you can watch it from the comfort of your own home. Go to our website, harcdata.org, and you can register online. It's absolutely free.
Is there a dot in there? HARC.
It's www.harcdata.org.
Okay. I remember that. Okay. Now you're going to see the results. And then what do you do? Put money to each of these issues or what happens next?
Yeah. We have this big data event. We reveal all the results. So I'll give you a little sneak preview. We have about 18% of people who have diabetes in the region, right? So everyone can watch and get access to this data, and then hopefully our nonprofit partners, hospitals, government can take action to address those things that are most needed in the community.
Take action. That's the most important part. So then hospitals and healthcare professionals focus some of their resources in the directions of this survey.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's not spend money and attention on things that don't need to be improved. And let's focus on where it really matters and counts.
How often do you do this again?
Yes. Every 3 years. So 2022 is our current data cycle.
So here in the Coachella Valley, of course, we've had the COVID. We always would have an HIV AIDS component. Have you noticed any big change in 3 years? COVID, of course.
I'm so happy you asked this question. I'm not going to reveal any data today. You have to tune in the 28th. Okay. But that's what's so exciting about this data is that last cycle was 2019, where there wasn't any impact from the COVID-19 epidemic. So now we're getting to look at the data. How has our community changed? What are the needs given that we've just gone through this widespread pandemic? So it's going to be very exciting to see what the data tells us.
I can hear it in your voice. I like that. We're visiting with Casey Lear, only it's spelled wrong. Let me write L-E-A-R. Now, how did you get into this profession? What do you call what you do?
I'm the director of research. I've been in school my whole life studying psychology and statistics. So I'm a
statistics, that makes sense. You're a data expert, data data expert.
Exactly, yep, data.
Where'd you go to school?
Arizona State University.
Good baseball team.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're visiting with Casey. Is there a website? Oh, yeah. You told us. HARCdata.org. Is there a phone number? Or do you not want to give one out? You don't need one. What if you didn't get the survey and you want to be a part of it next time?
It really needs to be a random sample of community members.
Random.
Yeah, if we just had people call in who were upset or angry, we'd get skewed data. So it's better to have a random sample of people. So,
of course, I didn't even think of that. Thank goodness you're here. Okay, how many questions are there?
Probably about 80.
Oh, that many?
Yeah, a lot.
Does it go to things like if somebody in your family died from COVID? Does it go beyond the actual physical ailment?
We ask an extensive question on COVID that asks, how has your life been impacted because of the pandemic? Did you lose a job? Have you suffered economically? Do you have physical ailments because of it? So how has your life been impacted by the pandemic?
The first week, first of every week, every Monday, we do a segment with DOHC. We've been doing it for 55 weeks of the word pandemic. And they keep us up to date. We thought it would all be over now. And of course, now it's never been studied like this. So we're learning all the long-term effects and all of this and that. Who made up the questions, Casey? Did you have part of that?
So we mirror a lot of our questions based on the census and really well-known surveys, because we want to know how those questions about the United States relate locally to our data. So it's kind of a good comparison. But there are a few questions that we've made up on our own.
Is this all over the United States? Is HARC an organization all over the United States?
That's what makes HARC so special, is really not a lot of communities do population surveys based on their own community. So there aren't very many research organizations like us.
That's too bad.
But it's also lucky for us, because the Coachella Valley has this special data that we have so much descriptive data on our community.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. But I would think people would copy what you're doing and want to have it in other communities. It's much more cost effective.
It's a lot of work to do the survey, and every year we go around asking all of our cities and hospitals to donate money, and some are really generous and do, but every year it's an effort. We're digging coins out of the couches.
Well, let me check. Oh, I see. But if companies and hospitals and health professionals realized their dollars would be spent more efficiently and effectively if they had access to data like this.
You understand that concept really well, and I think people really appreciate our data, but it's just an investment that is hard for people to justify sometimes. But we find it valuable. Our local partners find it valuable. We'll continue to keep digging in the cushions to make sure that we get the survey done every 3 years.
Good for you, sweetheart. So you're the director of research for HARC. Will you be in 3 years?
I sure hope so.
Were you elected? Did you take over? Were you hired? How did that work?
I've been with HARC 8 years. Oh, my niece just turned 8, and I remember she was a baby when I started with HARC. So I will be back in 3 years sitting on this couch with you wearing red and eating chocolate.
Hey, works for us. Thanks so much. I love what you know, and we learned a lot. Okay, Joey Pals, check out HARCdata.org. It's Joey English. If you're near your phones, I got presents for you.